This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Covington's been busy expanding its business base by using incentives and local amenities to attract companies from both inside and outside the region. One example is pharmaceutical and biotechnology company CTI, which recently relocated its headquarters from Blue Ash to Covington. Joining us this afternoon to discuss new businesses that are coming to Covington are Timothy Schroeder, Chief Executive Officer of CTI, Patrick Henshaw, Director of Development for the Venture Capital Fund of Funds Centrifuge and Director of Development for Kenton County, and Pat Frew, who's Executive Director of the Covington Business Council. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Pat, Tim, and Patrick, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Pat and Patrick, from your perspectives, tell us about the level of business growth. What's Covington seeing?
Well, there's a great variety. There are the large companies like Tim's, and then there are the smaller startups. And of course, UpTech, which is the startup accelerator through Northern Kentucky University, is headquartered in Covington. So that has caused a great development of startups to happen. That's a lot of the work that Patrick is doing, so he can elaborate on that.
Yeah, and from our perspective on the Kenton County side, we're seeing this shift from manufacturing site readiness, which right now in Kenton County, frankly, there's no sites that are site ready by manufacturing standards for the next Amazon or Toyota to come into town. And so we're really focusing in on technology and knowledge-based economic development, specifically in the arena that in healthcare innovation, but also a big, huge reason why Tim is in town as well.
Yeah, Tim, tell us about CTI.
Mark, CTI is a 18-year-old firm founded here in Greater Cincinnati and has offices now and associates across 25 countries globally. We work on behalf of more than 100 pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies, and we're basically the engine that helps get drugs approved through the FDA and other regulatory groups around the world.
What attracted you to Covington?
Boy, there were a lot of things. We have had a wonderful run in Blue Ash, where we've been for the last dozen years, and as the company has continued to expand and prosper, we were looking at a new headquarters location where we could consolidate five different locations that we had acquired in Greater Cincinnati through various acquisitions. And we did a pretty extensive year-and-a-half approach where first we surveyed our employees as to what they were looking for in amenities and proximities for a new corporate headquarters. We spent a lot of time with our human resources group looking at both attraction and retention of talent. And then finally, we went out to the various municipalities and started a search, which originally included about two dozen different locations, continued to narrow that down. And at the end, Covington was a clear winner for us. They wowed us on many fronts. Probably the simplest one was just the people, as they made us feel extremely welcome, extremely important to the vitality of the community, and that really carried the day for us.
Did the Riverfront Commons, the plan for the bike and walking path, the 11-mile trail that's going to connect all these Northern Kentucky communities, did that have any impact on your decision?
Big, big impact. We asked the employees to prioritize for us what was important to them, and it was interesting that that was a top 10 consideration for them. And we really were impressed when we saw the plans and basically having both sides of the river with these wonderful opportunities for people to play close to their work, and that really was a big factor.
Yeah, being on the river like that, we focus a lot on the view from Covington too. You feel as a part of downtown Cincinnati, even being across the river, because the signature postcard picture of Greater Cincinnati is shot from Covington. So it helps make you feel a part. It really is part of the downtown, even though it's on the Kentucky side of the river.
And I don't want to speak on Tim's behalf, but one of the big key components that we're pressing forward in Kenton County and throughout Covington is the real promotion of both physical and digital infrastructure. So flowing into River Center Tower, there's six different fiber optic network providers that are there, and that's just unknown to the region, right? It's in the 10-state area, that just doesn't happen. So the ability to have high-performing tech and knowledge-based companies like Tim in the region is just further promoted by our ability to actually execute on physical and digital infrastructure.
Patrick, what kind of collaboration, how much collaboration goes on to land a company like CTI?
Yeah, so there's a ton across across the region, across perspective, and Pat can talk about this as well. But a lot of it is understanding the needs of the company, and not only today's needs, but we were talking in the hall a little bit, but the future needs of where is CTI going? How do we, and we say this a lot at Centerfuse in Kenton County, but how do we build an ecosystem and not a kingdom, right? Where do we go? How do we integrate education, technology, and future growth of where folks want to be?
And also, Mark, it's not just the municipalities. It's not just Covington. It's not just Kenton County. It's the companies that are there already that people can speak to, such as Aviatra, formerly known as Bad Girl Ventures. It's UpTech. It's Biologic and the life science incubator that exists right around the corner from that. You know, as far as retail, there are the Braxton Breweries. There's the Hotel Covingtons. There's all these companies that can talk about their experiences. And Tim and his company probably talked to many of these folks as they made their decision. So it's the people that are already there living out the reality of all the great things that are happening in Covington.
Tim, how much of an influence did these other companies have?
They were particularly important. You know, as a company with a growing base of employees around Greater Cincinnati, one of the things we wanted to make sure of was we would be able to retain our current talent and then continue to attract new individuals into the organization. And so we went to a number of companies who have recently relocated and said, how did the process work for you? What was important? And in fact, even in River Center, there are some companies which were very, very helpful and open to us in the discussion, telling us what worked for them, what they would suggest that we did. So it was a really important part of the discussion.
What's the economic impact of CTI going to be for Covington?
I think it's hard to put that into specific numbers, but to give you a sense, we're a company that's growing 10 to 15% per year. We envision that, you know, over the next 5 years, we'll create 250 jobs in Northern Kentucky. But taking the long view of it, you know, we anticipate this to be our headquarters for the next 15 plus years. And so I mentioned that when we moved to Blue Ash 12 years ago, the company is now 10 times larger than it was 12 years ago. If we do something similar to that over the next, say, 15 years or so, you know, it becomes even, I think, a more important cornerstone. As you know, economic development, it becomes hotel rooms that we utilize, restaurants, you know, being able to go to the local dry cleaners and childcare and things like that.
It's
and
an so outward, it, yeah, it's it an is. Outward effect, yeah, yep. Very much.
And just to give you an idea, when the River Center Towers lost Omnicare to downtown Cincinnati, the impact that CTI will have in terms of jobs, in terms of people in the building, will supersede that eventually. So we're very pleased. We're very grateful also to CorporX and Bill Butler and Tom Banta. They did a wonderful job in attracting CTI to Covington, and that's another one of the key players that is helping. You know, and there are other smaller companies that are in River Center that are growing as well. So there are a lot of success stories in those two towers.
And am I correct, CTI moved in where Omnicare was in
yes,
their location?
Basically, yeah. Yes, basically, mm-hmm. Yes.
We're taking 8 floors in the tower to start with, and our first teams moved in about 4 to 6 weeks ago, occupying 2 floors. We have another group moving in about 4 weeks. It'll take on 3 more floors, and then we'll be completely moved in by the middle to the end of June.
And Patrick, as the development director for the county, what do you see in terms of what Covington's doing right? What are they doing as far as attracting companies? What makes them ideal?
Yeah, I think some of the ideal points are really what we're leaning on in the region is reducing those barriers, both legislatively and incentive-wise, to be able to have these high-growth companies come to the region, to bring high-net-worth, high-functioning individuals to the region, and also working with great partners like CorporX and Bill Butler and Tom Banta and the great team there to say, hey, CTI wants to come in. Here's their wish list. Here's the non-negotiables. How do we build this and have this become a part of our community, from the build-out of restaurants to the build-out of flexible space, to understanding that now Tim can move back and forth from conference rooms from 2 to 20 inside his own region, to move downstairs inside the River Center Towers, and then if even more people come, they're right next door to the convention center. So it's really, truly about building the ecosystem and not about building a kingdom.
How much does proximity to the airport help?
Quite a bit. Tim was telling us before we came in here that not only do they send a lot of their people around the country and around the world for their work, but they host a lot of their clients here. So they're obviously a lot closer to that now. And Tim, you can speak to that more. But
Well, there's a real draw, Mark. Working on behalf of about 120 pharmaceutical, biotech, medical device companies, they're in the office every week. And we've always made a real point of emphasis that University of Cincinnati, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, are targets. Whenever we get an opportunity to push research in one place, it's always become local and regional as our top of our list. And I think for us, you know, the airport proximity, somebody who maybe is on the East Coast and can only afford a one-day trip in and out, to be able to leave New York, New Jersey, Boston, Washington in the morning, come in for a four-hour meeting, and then leave, get to the airport and be back home in their beds, there's a real advantage to that. And that applies both to our clients as well as our employees.
Yeah, and Candace and Stephen and Brian all at the airport have done a great job in welcoming those people to our community that are externally. And a lot of people outside the region, frankly, just don't know that we have this massive infrastructure of health innovation, from CTI to Bexion to all of the, I mean, even the Derby Summit we have coming up. We're bringing in folks from Boston all the way to Ireland to learn more deeply about the region's assets inside pharmaceutical, pharmacare, and bio and life sciences.
Who are some of the other companies that you're seeing?
And I know you'll be promoting this on the website, the link to this, but at our luncheon on April 20th, we'll also have Natasha Mihalo, who is the founder of Wiser, which is kind of a gamification survey company. And she was located in Los Angeles. She was attracted to Covington because of the infrastructure that Patrick talked about. So there's her. There are also a series of retail establishments that are going to be opening across the front of the front facade of the River Center buildings. One called Fire, which is kind of a bourbon full-service restaurant that will be opening in the next week. There will be other types of restaurants being offered there. So that will coincide well with the Riverfront Commons projects, because that will essentially be recreational and will not really be retail and food and things like that. So there is a great diversity of things going on, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about Wiser.
The easiest way to describe it is, when you do a survey at a company, typically the response rates are about 30%. And what Wiser does, they create kind of a game around a survey for you, and it really helps you to get greater input. Actually, the survey response rates go up to about 80 to 90% when they get involved and help companies do that. And they have clients all over the country.
Again, 513-419-7100, if you'd like to join the conversation. Where is this all headed, Pat? I mean, does this trend continue? Is Covington going to continue to bring in these new businesses?
We sure hope so. I mean, we still have some room to grow. I mean, Patrick talked about the big manufacturing facilities and things like that. We don't really have the footprints to accommodate that. But we have become kind of a business growing type of community, the organic part of it, through the startup organizations that we talked about earlier. So I think you will continue to see that. By the same token, I think you'll also see a lot of smaller retail businesses. And Covington has a lot of growing to do from the residential standpoint. We talked about things like dry cleaners and different things like that, bakeries. We're starting to get those types of retail establishments, but there's a lot of room and growth for that as we get more of a residential market there.
Patrick, what do you think in terms of Covington's trend? Is that something you see continuing?
Yeah, completely. And the commitment and the investment that Covington and Kenton County has made as a whole to really foster an environment that attracts and encourages tech and knowledge-based economic development is really the future of where we're going and where and how we're going to stay and continue to be vibrant, not only for myself, but for my three-month-old little daughter, Audrey Grace. We are building a community and a region where we want our kids to stay, live, work, eat, sleep, and work at great companies like CTI, and go to great schools like NKU that now facilitate the introduction through education to these companies that are in the region.
How does Covington work with and compete with Cincinnati and other northern Kentucky cities? Where do you find the balance and all that?
Well, Patrick would probably be the best person to start with, because he works for an organization based in Cincinnati, an OTR, but he spends half his time working in Kenton County. So they're a really great example of an organization that understands that river is not as wide of an as as expansive as some people would like to believe that it is.
Yeah, completely agree, Pat. And so I'm not from around here. And when I get asked, what school did you go to, I say West Point. And people will ask me, is that on the west side of town? No, it's not on the west side of town. But
and the what school question is a very common question in the
right.
Cincinnati area.
I now know this after living here for about 4 years. But really, it's really about a regional approach. And Pat mentioned this earlier. There are benefits, obviously, to living on both sides of the river. But really, truly, we understand as a community that there are specific assets that are met by specific pockets and areas of the region. And that's obviously what we're promoting here today is the ability for Kenton County and Covington specifically to meet those needs for the community.
Pat, give us some information about the upcoming CBC event.
Yes,
on April the 20th.
Yeah, Thursday, April 20th at the Madison Event Center from 11:30 to 1. In addition to Tim here, we'll have Natasha speaking, and Patrick will be moderating that discussion. And, you know, we've had a lot of interest in our luncheons in the last several months, all on the topics of economic development. We were here recently to talk about the aerospace industry and all those things. And that's what our members are very interested in. They want to know about the companies that are coming in and talking about the kinds of things that we discussed today. What is attracting people to Covington? How can they, as a business in the community, support the efforts of Tim and CTI and make them more successful? And we just can't thank Tim enough and his company and his leadership for choosing Covington. So,
how much growth has CBC seen?
Well, I've been in this job for almost 7 years. When I started, we had about 130 member companies. We're up near 300 now, which is pretty unusual in the whole Chamber of Commerce world. That's kind of what we are. We're an advocacy-based membership organization, and we've grown quite a bit. We're also working on some projects in the community along Madison Avenue. We have a planner project. We're also working with the Convention Bureau to kind of beautify the area between River Center and our secondary hotels, such as the Holiday Inn, the Courtyard by Marriott, and all those near the I-75 Fifth Street exit, because there's a lot of need to kind of make that area more vibrant, leading into Mainstross. The Mainstross group has done some great things moving forward. They have some great new restaurants there, and you know, a lot of people don't even know that they exist over there, at least a lot of our visitors coming into town. So we're working on trying to beautify that area and create more of a gateway between those secondary hotels, because it's so important in the Convention Bureau market. A lot of the people that stay at those hotels go to our statewide conventions, and we want to give a great impression for those folks that are walking over to that area. So we're working on some things there. The city's going to be doing some major things in and around the IRS site as far as the highway and the roadway and the infrastructure there coming up this year.
Pat, Tim, and Patrick, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Timothy Schroeder, Chief Executive Officer of CTI, Patrick Henshaw, who's Director of Development for the Venture Capital Fund of Fund Centrifuge, and Director of Development for Kenton County, and Pat Frew, Executive Director of the Covington Business Council. Again, the Covington Business Council will host Why Not Covington on April 20th. You can find a link to more information at wvxu.org.